I have a new habit for November. I'm going to practice it all month, and I'm going to do my best to observe it every single day. But it's about the hardest new habit I've ever taken up, I'd say, because it involves not eating or drinking a list of things, which I'll give you in a minute. But just to put it in context, there's a wonderful woman called Jacqueline Carley over in the United States. I think she lives in Boston, but she's like the cheerleader for a group of people who communicate with each other around using a hashtag 12ER, but they do something in common, and they give each other little bits of moral support. And some of you may have heard me mention them before, but the idea is that you'll practice a new habit for a month, and you can give it up then. And even if you miss out a bit during the month, you know, the whole atmosphere of this activity is that everything is good. So even if you fall down and fail to observe the habit that you were vowing you would do every day on a number of the days, the main thing is, what are you going to do next? It's not about, you know, getting any disadvantage out of what you've done already. So it's all for the good. And okay, so I'm coming to my main point then, is I'm giving up the following items during the month of November. So on any normal month, I might give up just one of these. But in the month of November, I'm giving up chocolate. I'm not going to eat any chocolate whatsoever in the month of November. So that's number one. I'm going to give up alcohol, all alcohol. No wine, no sherry, no gin, no Guinness. Yeah, the whole shooting shebang. Right, no alcohol from tomorrow. Today is my last chance to have a drink of alcohol for the month of November. And thank goodness they're only 30 days in November. So that's great. So no chocolate, no alcohol. Okay, no cheese, no biscuits. And then the hard one. Then the really, really hard one. The one that I will really struggle with, because I've just had some a minute ago. But I'm going to give up bread. Yeah, I'm giving up bread for the month of November. It's bonkers, yeah. It is really tough. I think I can swan through giving up alcohol and chocolate. That won't be too difficult. But bread will be hard. Bread will be very hard. So I'm giving up bread. Yeah, I'm going to be a different person during November to the other, you know, 900 months of my life, or however months, how many months I've lived so far. I'm giving up bread. Yep. What else am I giving up? I'm giving up... I can't remember. I'll tell you what I am going to eat. I'm going to eat plenty of chicken. I'm going to eat plenty of fish. I'm going to eat plenty of lentils. I'm going to continue to eat loads and loads of fruit. I'm going to eat red peppers, tomatoes, cherries, lentils. I'm even going to eat Marmite, but I can't put it on bread. So there might be a couple of other things I'm giving up too, but the biggies, I suppose, are really number one, bread, number two, chocolate. Totally. It's one thing to give up, you know, give up the second Mars bar in the day, but to give up chocolate altogether, that might be a real tricky one. But I'm going to eat a good breakfast. I'm going to be able to eat breakfast. I'm not giving up wheat entirely. I'll eat loads of raisins. I'll eat nuts, and I'll even increase my seed intake. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to increase my seed intake. But it's a very unusual thing. This, I'd probably be expelled from the Jacqueline Carley led movement because I'm doing too much. That movement is all about, you know, just pick one little habit. when you have it and try it out. But I'm actually going off with about 5 or 6 things I'm giving up. So if anybody would like to join me, it would be a sort of, what would it be? It would be some kind of moral support. You can give up anything you like in November. Although, December is a month for taking things up, right? So they'll be taking things up in December, but November is taking things, stopping things. So there we are. It's 20 minutes before my mindfulness training class. Goodbye.